Philippians chapter 1. I'm not preaching, by the way. He said I had 57 minutes, I think is what I heard him say. But, you know, I sat down this morning. My wife and I were drinking coffee. We've been staying at Ray and Rachel's in the last, boy, they're just gracious, gracious people. I appreciate them so much and allowing us to stay in their home and being a part of their family. Of course, we've been a part of their family since 1980. But as I sit down, I wrote this out. I wrote a few names down. It looks like the obituary instead of a... Because I know really all these people that, well, Fred and Sharon ought to be gone, but, most of these, I mean, they're old enough. You know what I'm saying? You reach a certain age, you just ought to just die and just let it for the younger folk. But I read this and I thought, you know, I really can't stand up here and talk about all these people because they're all dead and gone. And I mean, your preacher's got a kind of a track record. You know, when he came here, he had 9 funerals, and he started with me and tried to kill me after my second heart surgery. But I do remember at the hospital, your preacher and Brother Merrick and Brother Larry Harrison and I was in the bed. I just had heart catheterization. Well, back in those days, you had to lay on flat on your back for 8 hours. Can you imagine being in a room with those 3 guys? My kids were real little, and I thought they were going to throw us out of the place. I mean, Larry had my kids so fired up. The guy next to me said, man, that's a lively bunch over there, isn't it? I said, at least go witness to the guy. Do something spiritual. But anyway, I certainly do appreciate your preacher. I appreciate his fellowship over these years. And, of course, we could go around the room and talk about Granny Fofo. That's what we remember her as. By the way, she's not grumpy. What was the word I wanted to say, hon? I have to ask my wife all these things. I'm getting old and I forget. You said she was a battle axe. I said she was grumpy.
I didn't say that.
But you repeated, which makes you an accessory to the crime. Okay. But anyway, Granny Fofo, she used to sit right down here. And you know, when you would stand up here, you'd do anything up, she was going. She'd scowl at you. Ray kind of has that same attitude. But anyway, and you know, who can forget Granny Mills? We walked into Forrester's house, and there's a picture of Granny Mills. You know, I'm kind of an emotional guy, and I sat back here last night and just bawled all the way through the service. You know, Brother Williams and I could be in the same family, you know, because he likes to cry, and I guess God has made me the same way. But who could forget Granny Mills, staying up here and singing and just letting her rip, you know? We lived right across the road from them for a couple of years, And I remember, you know, going over and you know, somebody said, I'm not sure who it was last night, talked about her kind of taking him and his family under their wing. Well, they did that with my wife and my family. They literally took us under their wing. When they had a family reunion, we were there. When they had a birthday, we were there. When they celebrated our kids' birthday. You know, Ray and Rachel are more like our brothers and sisters than they really were church members. But, you know, who can forget that? Who can forget Raymond Forrester standing up here singing? You know, who can forget Alice Frederick sit right down where Larry Harrison sat? And you knew she was praying for you. She was a boy. Who could forget the Burls? You know, I mean, who could forget Purdy Ashby? When he would, Lord, who could forget Victor Sears? Could pray heaven down. You know, who could forget Mrs. Gray? My last surgery, I'd had heart surgery, and then 2.5 weeks later went back after my second heart surgery. And she came down and spent the night with my wife in the emergency room. She woke herself up snoring. You know, who could forget those things, those memories? Who could forget Fred and Sharon? You know, God help us. But no, really, you know, who could forget them? I mean, you know, Fred was my friend. You know, we've made a lot of visits together. And the Googles, you know, who could forget them? Of course, you don't have to forget them because they're still one of the ones that's still living. But, you know, and of course, Karen Sears watched my children when I was in for surgeries. And of course, you know, the fights, who could forget them in the hospital? And Brother Fight would come and you know, you could talk about the Randolphs. You could talk about just over and over and over again. But I said, Lord, you know, I want to do something spiritual. I just don't want to stand up here and read this card. I want to do something that's spiritual. And I was reading through the book of Philippians. In fact, I looked down and saw it on somebody's outside of their Bible lesson. They said, there it is. God gave me a verse. And it's in the book of Philippians, and it says, you know, Paul said to Timothy, he said, you know, about the church at Philippi when he, or you know, talked about the church. I mean, I'm sorry, he talked about Timotheus. But he said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And as I read that, I thought, you know, that just makes real good application at this verse. You know, we think of this church often. We've been going since 1986. We left in November of 1986. And I'm graced, I'm blessed to be able to go back and pastor the church that I was saved in July 4th, 1976. Came to Springfield, Missouri in 1980. Was here from 1980 till 1986, November. Went back, and now I'm pastoring that church now, and have been there for 28 years. And God's been really good to us. I'm telling you, God's really been good. But you know, I look around and I see friends sitting on a platform. I see friends sitting out here in the audience, and you know, thank God for friendships. Thank God that. But you know, wait a minute. The influence that this church had on my wife and I. Are there. They're in our memories. And you can't take memories away. Until I get old and see now, and then I won't ever have to worry about it. But really, you can't take, you know, and I look back and I see the Stropes sitting back there. I have to tell you this story. When Butch and Tim were real little, and then I'm done, brother. I'm sorry. I've got 48 minutes left. But he would walk in and he'd have Butch on one side and Tim on the other. And he would walk in and he would sit down and he would scoot him in real close to him. And I remember one time, Brother Gray was up there just preaching, just getting after it. I mean, just, and all of a sudden I hear this, voom. Like, what in the world was that on the back of the head? I'm not sure if it was Butch or Tim, probably both of them at the same time. He was good at that, but just thumped them in the back of the head, you know. But I look back and see Don Kelderhouse. He was here when we were here, and Sister Teresa. Mother Teresa. But anyway, I look back there and I see Mrs. Gay sitting back there. You know, your husband was such a blessing to me. You know, I remember one time Gus Moore and he about killed us. Yeah. I'm done, brother. I'm done. See you. Thank you.